The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Emergency funding is needed to save Rosslare Strand Beach following an ongoing battle with coastal erosion. The popular tourist spot Kelly's Hotel in Rosslare Strand is now under threat, apparently, with the last remaining section of the adjoining beach expected to disappear in the coming months. And joining us to discuss all of this now is Lisa MacDonald, Fianna Fáil councillor for Rosslare. Good evening to you, Lisa. Tell us what is going on. How has coastal erosion in Rosslare become so severe?
Well, it was always very severe. I mean, in the 1963 Act of Coastal Protection, that's actually still the act that governs the legislative piece that governs coastal protection, believe it or not, in 2026. But nonetheless, Rosslare is actually mentioned in that, and the government have a statutory duty to protect Rosslare Strand as a result of that legislation. But in the last 12 months, Ciara, we've lost 3 metres in places from our soft, sandy, golden beach that was Rosslare Beach. And it's been, the sand has been washed away, the dunes have been eroded further, and now we're in a situation where businesses such as Kelly's Hotel are under serious threat for their mere existence. So we really need emergency repair works forthwith to protect the position. We cannot get through another winter.
Okay. And what do emergency repair works look like? Are they putting down those big rocks and boulders that we see? Are they something else? Are they actually replenishing sand? What is it that's required?
What's required here in Rosslare is the old groins that are there to be repaired, essentially, so that they can then once again gather the sand so that can maybe naturally protect the beach itself. Some rock armour, low-lying rock armour, along the piece that's most vulnerable, to be covered with sand, and then maybe the locals hopefully to take part in planting soft measures such as marram grass, etc. So there's a lot of things that we can do to protect
marram
it immediately.
Grass, for people listening, that's what we see on top of dunes and things that hold the sand
in
place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Stabilisation of new dunes that need to be put there with the support of rock armour, essentially. And that would help us to get through the next 4 winters, let's say, before our main scheme, which is underway now. It's been trundling along at snail's pace since 2018, but we're hopeful that will be in place by 2030. But we actually can't wait until this happens in 2030.
Okay. And how difficult is it going to be to save, people say you can't hold back the tide. How difficult will it be to actually save the beach? Is it possible to change the force of nature and the force of the sea?
Of course it is. The problem in Ireland is we don't have any coordinated approach. We don't have investment forthcoming at all times, and there's no adaptation or resilience plan at all. Here in Rosslare, this is like, if Rosslare Strand is a national treasure, well, Kelly's Hotel is the jewel in the crown. There are 240 people employed there. There's another 100 in various different places, including golf courses and businesses. This has an economic effect if it's not saved. So like, we're not going to be able to save everywhere along our whole coast. But like, 30% of Ireland's coastline is vulnerable. There's no plan in place in how to protect it. And of that 30%, 99% of the Wexford coastline, Bar Hook Head, is included in that. So we won't be able to save everywhere. But Rosslare Strand has economic and tourist benefit to the entire country, let alone locally. And, it can't be let go.
And Lisa, what's the cost? What's the price on fixing Rosslare Strand?
Well, the overall scheme, we hope...
240 jobs, I know they're hugely important to the area, but...
No, that's only just in Kelly's Hotel alone.
But that's not that many jobs,
Broadly in Rosslare, there's far more... There are people from Dublin who come down on an annual basis. Rosslare Strand is a vibrant coastal community, one of the top resorts in Ireland, that will have a massive impact on tourists, on local livelihoods. And the storms are now more frequent. We see the waves coming in from the northeasterly direction, and Rosslare is very, very vulnerable. Our coastline in Wexford is very, very soft. We don't have the luxury of big cliffs in the west of Ireland.
And the cost?
The cost will be approximately, we're hoping for the emergency measures, somewhere in the region of 500 to 600 million. And then the overall cost of the bigger project would be something in the region of 15 to 20 million.
15 to 20 million and 500 and 600 in kind of remediation kind of costs currently. Do you expect that the Exchequer will be open to funding these repairs?
Absolutely. We can't let our country shrink. Any other, like places, United States, the Netherlands,
sure, but you
France,
just said 30% of our coastlines are under pressure. That's an awful lot of money.
Yeah, but we're going to have to stomp up. We're going to have to come up with the money. We cannot allow our coasts just to disappear, our land to disappear, and our amenities. I mean, Rosslare Strand is a very popular beach. People walk on it, people swim there, people holiday there. We can't just allow the whole thing just to fall into the sea, so to speak. We need a coordinated approach. We need to come up with a better nature-based solutions. Hard coastal protection doesn't always work, but what we see here is something that's abject, something that it requires immediate assistance. Now, I understand that the OPW are going to hopefully are looking at this, and I'm very hopeful that they will come up with the money.
Lisa MacDonald, Fianna Fáil councillor for Rosslare, thank you for joining us. If you do know the area, let us know what you think about all of that. We'd love to hear from you. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.